This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Good to have your company for Life and Faith. My name is Simon Smart. Cara Martin has done some thinking and lecturing on the interface between work and faith. And Cara, back here with us today. Good to see you.
Greetings, Simon.
Last time, Cara, we talked about ethics in the workplace, what some of the problems and questions are when it comes to making ethical decisions at work, both in terms of the policy or the company or institution we work with, but also our personal behaviour and the decisions we make around work issues. Last time you talked about a framework for making decisions, and you mentioned the work of the great C.S. Lewis on this. Mm. What did he have to say?
He came up with the idea of the three C's, commands, character and consequences. So commands are the rules and the policies of the place where we work. Character is something within us. Values, the things that are important to us, integrity and so on. And consequences are, what are the consequences of the decisions that we're making?
Last time you said that sometimes people haven't thought through the possible consequences of decisions they make at work, and it's important to do that if you're going to get it right. But how do you know when something is a potential ethical issue in your work?
There's a couple of writers, Sherman and Hendricks, and they came up with a list of red flags, things that you can just say, now here's a problem. The first one is when you're called upon to do something that you know is wrong. Secondly, when you feel that your conscience is being violated in some way, you just feel that this is not the right thing to do. When it's in your power to end or avoid evil, now evil's a big word, but maybe it's something that you know is going to hurt people or upset people. And the fourth aspect is when innocent people could be affected, maybe the unsuspecting customer or something like that.
What happens when you see that sort of red flag?
Well, my first reaction is actually to pray.
Okay.
And this achieves two things. First of all, it's always good, I feel, to call upon a higher power, but also because it gives you a bit of space to think carefully. It's easy to rush in when you feel under pressure with emotion rather than actually preparing carefully. The second thing is it's always good to go to the source of the problem. Sometimes if we actually go to the person who is in charge of this thing, they might say, oh, no, that was just a rumour, or it's not really a problem at all. Or sometimes they might immediately sort of backtrack from that.
Well, they might say, that wasn't actually what I intended and so on. So you need clarity around that.
Yes, that's a really good point. Clarify what's happening. Next, you need to work out what is possible for you to influence. For example, in an organisation I was with, they were going to shut down a department. Now, I couldn't actually stop them shutting down the apartment, even though that was going to cause lots of unemployment and suffering. But what I decided to do, what I could do, was advocate for some alternatives and do as much as I could for the people that were being affected. And the other thing is look to the positive you could do, but on the other hand, prepare for the negative consequences to yourself. Even just for challenging the decision, sometimes it can cause problems. And if necessary, I guess the last thing that you can do is leave the organisation, maybe make it a protest.
Do you think it's possible to bring about change in decisions in an organisation?
I think it is, but you need patience, you need perseverance, you need a lot of courage. I had a friend who bought a business in an industry where bribery was rife, and there were all sorts of dealings that were happening that were just wrong. And he was told that he couldn't change it, that business, he couldn't have a profitable business if he was trying to do things the right way. So what he did was he started really slowly. He warned people about what he was going to do, and he gave people deadlines, and he started to change things. He started not to give people money to do things and to pay people properly and not just have a cash economy. And at first people didn't like it because it wasn't the way things were done. But then people began to see the benefits of it. They could rely on him. They were going to get a regular wage. They were going to get leave and superannuation, things that hadn't happened as much. And so actually his actions over a period of about a year transformed the way business was done and started to influence the industry as well. But of course, he was the boss, so that helps.
Helps if you're the boss.
Absolutely.
So doing the right thing in this case was not just good for his conscience, it was good for the business as a whole.
Yeah, that's what the message that he gave, that doing the wrong thing is bad for business, and it's not only just bad for your own business, but it's bad for the whole industry. It gives it a bad image.
Mm. Well, ethics in the workplace. Thanks so much, Cara, for sharing all of that with us.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.